Hey guys, welcome to the Kids Podcast. Andrew, Justice, Jeremy, Jude, and I have our guest today, Elijah, with us. It's our boy.
Yo, yo.
For a while. Nothing to be said about that. Let's get right into it. All right. So we first want to talk about, obviously, the thing on everyone's minds. I'm sorry. It's been a few days. We've been really busy. Like, schedules were conflicting. And
they
so,
get it.
Yeah, we couldn't meet up on Monday. I'm sorry. But we're going to talk about that fight real quick. That Deontay Wilder fight, Tyson Fury, was fucking crazy.
The Gypsy King.
That shit was crazy.
Are we not supposed to cuss on this podcast?
Yeah, all right. We made an exception for this fight, all right? Dude, all right, thoughts on the fight?
I thought it was pretty whack that he blamed his loss on the 40-pound suit he was wearing when he chose
to wear it.
And Tyson Fury comes out singing that song, Crazy? What's it called? Crazy by... I don't know, but it was...
Some old-timer.
Yeah, it was dumb, and you could just tell right then that fool was... I thought he was going to lose, but, you know, he ended up not
coming out to Patsy Cline, yeah, you're probably going to lose, but he got
shut
out.
It was a firefight.
He got carried out, or onto the ring.
Deontay got... He got mauled.
Oh,
he got
100%.
Mauled.
He got hammered.
Yo, he got killed, eh? Yeah, that was disrespect. He got disrespected.
But the thing about Wilder is that he always takes a beating, but he's got a right hand of the gods.
He's got the magic eraser.
Exactly.
Before that fight, he was 42-0-1
with 41 knockouts.
Magic eraser, bro. He's got to land one, but you can't land it on big boy Gypsy King, eh?
Spastic head movement, bro.
That's the thing. It's
so
spastic.
Gnarly.
You can't teach someone that.
No, you can't. It's just embedded in their freaking system.
Well, after watching that fight and watching the last Deontay Wilder fight, and like I remember Teddy Atlas was on ESPN. He was Mike Tyson's coach.
Yeah,
he was his trainer. So like the greatest trainer ever. Well, they were like Teddy Atlas was on there. He was like, after this fight, Deontay Wilder is a great fighter, but the dude cannot box.
No, he cannot.
I don't think he knows how to put on gloves.
If that was a street fight, Deontay by 1,000.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
No question.
A fucking box. He was 42-0.
He could definitely box.
All right. So do you think
he's got a bronze medal?
If you're Tyson Fury, are you fighting Deontay again, or are you going straight to for Joshua?
Oh, Joshua.
Joshua for sure.
Yeah.
I think he could.
He's got to get the 3 belts.
So what? He'll have all 7 belts. Is that what it is? I think Joshua has 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has 4 belts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have no idea.
There's like 6 belts, I think.
All I know is it's split between Fury and Joshua.
Yeah.
So winner takes all.
Who'd you take in that fight?
I'd take Fury.
Yeah, I'd take Fury. Tyson Fury.
I had all my money on Wilder during the Fury fight. Wilder let me down. He didn't put up much of a fight.
No.
Nah, I'm telling you, he got socked in the ear. And that threw off the whole equilibrium.
Because it throws off his balance, it throws off your hearing, everything. He looked drunk out there after that.
Yeah,
like the second after that, he looked like...
It wasn't even that good of a shot either. I mean, the rest of them were, but that one just hit him just right, cut his ear open, and then...
You know, after I saw him stumbling, I knew it was done after that. I still had a little hope, because Wilder, like, I have my money on him. I can't just, like, back out. Like, oh, no, this fool's not good. I back off. Like,
you were at my house, and I remember looking at your face after that, and you were just like,
damn.
It's not what I expected.
The thing was, he was roughed up at that point, second round when he took that hit. But at the same time, I was like, with the way he was, like, the way he was still in there, but you could tell he knew right away, he was like, I need to keep on throwing this right hand and hope to land one. That's why I still gave him a chance, because, like, he got a... Fighter's chance, bro.
I don't like how this corner threw in the towel, honestly. Like, I get it. You're protecting your product, but at the same time, like, you've heard his interviews. He wanted to go down in the shield. Like, he wanted to fight that out. That guy's got a chance until the fight's over. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
I think they should have let it go, but I understand.
I think it was close to being called anyways.
Yeah.
You know, he was 10 seconds away.
But still, I think as a corner man, you can't call that fight
for him. It's protecting a brand.
I think it's different if he doesn't throw in the towel, if he doesn't throw in the towel and he got put on the mat and got KO'd, we'd be calling him some bad names. Right?
That's true.
So we wouldn't be having the same conversation.
Yeah, that's true.
It was good for his brand.
Yeah, true.
Now, it was BS he was blaming that he's wearing 40-pound gear. Yeah. Like, are you
stupid? Well, yeah, you saw those chicken legs.
I told you. I told you that before the fight. I was like, this fool's got toothpick legs. I was like, if he did leg day once, he wouldn't have a problem with the
toothpick. Get some puppies like these.
Oh, my God.
So, Walsh, you got him? You got him in the ring?
No, that's the hell.
Oh, my God. Walsh. I'm putting my money on Walsh.
I can kickbox him. I can kickbox him.
You got a leg like that?
I would love to see some Walsh in the ring.
But, that was
in the ring with me.
That was so. Wait, so we all
have you guys done that before?
Pay.
Have we done that before?
He slap boxed Andrew and Andrew put his finger on his face.
True.
It was funny, but so you guys all take Tyson Fury over Joshua? Is it Joshua? Yeah, what's his last name? Anthony Joshua. Anthony
all
Joshua.
I'm saying is Anthony Joshua was chiseled from a freaking sculpture absolutely artist, bro. Have you seen that fool?
Yeah, but he also got fucking whooped by a 400-pound ugly Mexican dude.
Oh, my goodness.
You're not wrong.
I wasn't talking about his fighting.
No, that man's a very nice person, too, but he got fucked up by a drunk, practically.
You ever see that post-fight interview with that guy, but it's like they put different words over him, and he's like, hey, fool, you know, it was a good fight, but, hey, what's up, guy? Let me get a Modelo. And he's just talking.
So funny. Good, he knew it. What's that guy's name? It's like something Ruiz Jr.
Anthony Ruiz.
Anthony Ruiz.
Dude, he was quick, but when he fucking blew that fight, I was shook. I was this scrub. Yeah. Then he showed up the next fight, like, 50 pounds heavier. Like, he totally spent that whole check.
I bet you Joshua didn't even think it was going to be a fight.
Probably not.
Oh, 100%. After the fight, when he lost, he was like, so what? I got to just actually try this time. Yeah. Fight against him.
But then the next fight, it wasn't close.
No. Didn't he knock him out in the first round?
I think so.
Yeah, something like that. I was mean. That was good. What was
my favorite fighter, not just boxing. Funniest guy, Derek Lewis.
Oh my God!
When he took off his pants, it's classic.
He took off his pants after he won a fight. Joe Rogan goes up to him. He's like, "Why'd you take off your pants?" He's like, "My balls was hot."
My balls was hot.
Dude, that was right.
Watching that
here.
And then I remember Rusty like, what did you just say? And we had to explain it like three times. We said his balls were hot. We're like, no, he didn't. He checked Twitter about 10 seconds later. Trending number one on Twitter, Derek Lewis.
Derek Lewis and his balls.
Yeah, that was funny. Bro. That was a classic. But so per request, we've been asked to talk about prom season since it is around the corner. We're gonna let Jeremy Nava talk about this because he has a plethora of good and bad experiences at the prom. So, Jeremy, a plethora of good and bad experiences. So he has a lot of opinions on this subject.
He went to prom twice.
Like, I don't know what a plethora.
Hold on. I need to finish explaining the subject matter. So we've been asked to explain, give advice to the kids
to like. So are you saying in just the entirety of the night? So
yes.
You start off your night.
Who to ask, why, what to do,
oh, for sure.
How to do it, where to do it.
So number
one, give us a
rundown. Pre-game and post-game.
Number one, right, the way you find out who you're taking to prom is who you've been talking to the most. Because that's going to be the easiest person to take. Does that make sense?
So I mean, I guess.
If you're Snapchatting the chick that you have a 70-day streak with, like, why would you go ask some chick that, like, you don't even know, like, goes to another high school. I don't know if that makes sense. I mean, don't get me wrong, yeah, but, like, the chances of her, like, changing her entire schedule to go with you rather than the chick that you have a 70-day streak with, I feel like. I don't know. I feel like,
I mean, obviously in my brain, the rationale makes sense. Game, but whatever.
Other than that, you're asking her at school, for sure, right?
Why is that? You know, like, Jeremy doesn't fuck with parents.
No. You're asking her to school because she's going to love it, right?
She's going to love it. Or is it because she won't say no in front of a bunch of people?
The reason why you're asking her at school is because...
Don't make me expose you right
now.
The other reason why you're asking her at school is because it is just the easiest way to do it. You know what I mean? It's just easy. Like, bro, you have one of her friends make the sign for you, right? I'm not making the sign.
That's a big thing.
On top of that, one of her best friends is going to make the sign for you.
Make the sign.
All you
get you the flowers.
All you got to do is just... do it at
show
school.
Up.
That's
show
it.
Up.
That's all you gotta
show
do.
And it's another thing, it's kind of similar like to Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. What do girls want? They don't want to come home to flowers at home. No.
No.
They want your ass to show up at work in front of all the other girls that exactly. they're friends with their flowers, with their off. Chocolates, to make sure that show them that their man shows them attention.
Of course.
So you do that at school too. You show up and show up and do it in front of other people.
Yeah.
Your respect points go through the roof. Through the roof. All right, continue.
Okay, and then on top of that, right, that's so when you're getting ready for prom day, right? Prom.
So we're at the event.
Prom, right? Because you already got a date.
You got a date.
You already asked her, right? You guys already have been talking about prom, talking about all the good things that are going to happen, right?
Like what?
I mean, just like a good time, you know? Like,
explain.
It's just going to be
you. Got your thoughts of what you think's going to happen throughout the night.
Bro, you guys are just chopping it up about all the great things. You guys are going to talk about dinner. You guys are going to talk about dancing.
Yeah, we're talking about dinner.
You're going to talk
about... He said, we're going to talk about dinner.
Well, dude, you're gonna be eating something, okay? And it might be some food, right? Maybe. Well, you're definitely going to be eating some food at some point.
Some kitty.
Oh, dude. Exactly. My man Elijah knows. My man Elijah's been experienced. You know what I mean?
Nah.
He's actually never been to prom.
Don't be like that.
No. And then on top of that, you're waking up right relatively early. You gotta go get that gym pump because you're gonna be fitting in those clothes. You're gonna be fitting in those clothes, so you're definitely trying to make sure you look sharp as well.
If you didn't hear that, that's some really good advice. Hit the gym, get that pump before.
Yeah. Don't chest.
You need the blood flowing. You need
to do some arms.
Don't do legs because you're gonna be dancing all night.
Facts, but hey, hitting legs sometimes. Nah, I guess
that. No, I know what you're saying.
Definitely don't do legs like the day before.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Exactly. If you guys understand, legs is recommended on prom day. Yeah. But you definitely got to hit the arms too. You can't leave out the arms because you want those things to be nice and plump.
So we're
full body workout.
So we're about to go to the event, right? Where do you advise for getting to the event?
Mm-hmm.
What do you advise for you?
Limo,
pictures?
Limo.
Well, it depends.
What do you advise for dinner? What do you advise for food? Just give me the rundown. What do you think?
Right. So, number one.
Before this, I'm going to cut you off.
Of course.
Hey, you get dressed. You look at yourself in the mirror. You make sure you're looking good.
You put the shades on.
You put the shades on. You spray that mother cologne on you. The way to a woman's heart is with her nose.
Dude, Elijah's been in the bags tonight.
Yes, sir.
I love you.
Gonna smell good, always.
100%. Because, I mean, you already got the fly-ass suit. Like, you got, like, what you need.
You know Men's Warehouse got you fitted.
Dude, I don't know about you guys, but my old high school was giving out promos left and right Men's Warehouse.
Ross Dressed for Less had Jeremy looking fly, bro.
And you know what? I wore it good, too.
I wore it good, too.
Like, I promise you. It was fantastic.
You promise?
You pinky promise?
Right there. You got me. Okay, so for the night, right, let's say you're walking out the door. What I would recommend is if your cousin or your uncle or your brother got a fly-ass car, you got to ask him to borrow it. Because, you know, damn well, you're going to pull up to this girl's spot. You're going to be meeting her parents probably for the first time. And they want to know that the
for
kids...
For the first time?
Yeah.
Are you dating?
No, I mean, like... I mean, I don't know. Maybe if you ask your girlfriend, it's not going to be the case.
Jeremy's talking about the girl that you're not dating. Why don't you talk about the girl that you're dating?
Okay.
Let's break it down.
All right, continue
though. Let's break it down. Two
perspectives
Break it down. If I'm not dating the girl, of course, like this is the first time I'm meeting her parents. Sure. So I'm going to make a good impression. The way I make a good impression is I pull up in a fly-ass car, right? I pull up in my Ross Dressed for Less suit that I'm wearing really well.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And on top of that, I'm shaking hands. I'm definitely shaking hands.
All
making
about the handshake.
I'm making the eye contact. You know what I mean? I'm being like, hello, my name is Jeremy Nava. Don't forget.
Firm, but gentle.
Exactly, of course. I'm, you know, second, you know, the first and last seat. And then, you know, we continue.
Have it be like a really long handshake that's just awkward or like.
Just
like
no middle name either, because that's weird.
For sure. Yeah.
Or job title, Dr. Jeremy Nava.
No.
Aren't you in high school? Yeah, definitely not middle name. Because if Jeremy was telling his middle name, Jeremy Nava Morales Junior Ramirez.
You called the man's government.
See, guys, that's not even my name, okay? Don't even that. But. On top of that, right, after you shake hands, of course, you guys are proceeding to take pictures. Sure. So we're taking a ton of photos, if the mom's wants a photo, you're definitely pulling her inside, because of course the mom's gonna want to remember this moment.
Absolutely.
Right.
Of course.
And or if you guys are going to like a like, you know, like a park or like some a scenery in which like it's like proper for photos, you're definitely making sure you're getting the entire family in there, because they're gonna want to see the waterfall just like you in the photos at some point, right? Mm. Like, where we took photos our senior year, right? San Diego, like the park.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice the waterfall. Park, yeah, nice waterfall was like running back and forth. So,
you know what, too? With not your girlfriend, mm-hmm. with the 78-day streak girl,
I think.
Make sure you go in a group.
Oh, 100%.
Because you don't want to be at dinner alone.
Dude. And something
I mean, your girlfriend, you're going with the group. Just in case she gets annoying, you got to get out of there. You got your homies with
you. You got the boys that are alive. Yeah.
You got to have your backup. You have to have your shield. You know what I mean? You got to have your shield where you can run away for a minute. You know,
that's
what I mean?
70-day street girl, that's just a quick one and done. But the girlfriend, you got to deal with her. And
that's more than 70 days, I'll tell you that. That's more than 70 days. That's 365 left and right. Okay? Up and down. Like, don't forget it.
Jeremy, you have a 2-day streak with your girlfriend. What are you talking about?
2 days?
I'm kidding. It was a joke. It was a joke. It was
my
a joke.
My vein is on my neck tonight.
So this is what we got so far. You're looking good. You decided you're going to go on a party bus, right? Or you want to be with a group of people.
No, of course. No, the group of people experience for prom is key.
Yes.
Because you want to be with all your friends. You guys are all having a good time. You guys all want to like experience it together. So I think the party bus, if you guys like to get down, you know, you guys like to really turn up left and right, definitely the party bus is the move. Because you guys are definitely, you know, like having a good time there, have a good time at prom, and then after you still have about 2 hours that you guys can ride the bus for. And those 2 hours is always going to be the best, because that's when like you're with your boys, like it's kind of like getting later in the night, you guys actually have some real fun, right? Because I don't know about you guys, but my high school prom, the amount of security and the amount of, like, people that we were surrounded by that were stopping, like, the actual fun of, like, dancing and all that good stuff was just, it was too much. I don't know about you guys. You guys were all there, right? Like, our principal just flashing lights, like, straight in between us, bro. I'm like, what are you doing?
So what's your advice to avoid that?
My advice to avoid that is you're going to get in the middle of the crowd. You're going to get in the very middle. You're going to stay, you know,
close
together. No. You're going to keep it right around your waist.
Yeah, make sure you don't lose her.
Exactly. Because, dude, in a sea of people, it's very easy to get lost.
Yeah, definitely don't make sure you lose her, because you got guys like Elijah around you, bro. You know what I mean?
I mean.
Shopping in the bit.
Rumor has it.
You're hungry.
No, what I was gonna say, I mean I've heard that, you know, you leave your girl around Elijah and it's kinda rap.
So keep her.
I got a little
give advice for the solo dolos out there.
Yes,
No, I'm gonna give this advice for pre going into prom, but post pre turn up.
Post pre turn up. I'm down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. The real ones know what I'm saying. So, say you had a little whatever. You know what I'm saying. Like, I don't suggest drinking in case they pull a fast one on you at the gates of prom and. They decide to random choice breathalyze you, and you don't want to be the one caught slipping, and they got to call your parents because you were too drunk to come into prom.
That's so, never a good look.
Yeah, never a good look. Yeah, it's bigger than how you wanted to feel going into prom. You don't want to throw away the $200 for you and your girl's ticket, the
minimum,
whatever.
You've thrown it away.
You've thrown away the experience.
You pull up at 9 and your night's over at 9:15. You're just like, well, that's just shit.
No. Not even night over. Then say there's a post prom. You got to wait 2 hours for the homies that were baking it in prom.
Well, because I wonder if you're talking about someone specific.
Having a good
prom. Well, our prom went from what, like 8 to 12 or something?
Well, the other thing too is like I mentioned, the party bus situation. Yeah, like, if you're getting out at 12, you're riding the party bus for another 2 hours, so you gotta wait for your friends to get off the party bus.
Which is tough.
And exactly, it's a process, and then they still gotta get all their cars and then hopefully mob out to like the next function, if there even is any.
Because
I don't know about you guys, but my first prom, there was nothing to do after that. I was so bummed. Because, dude, it's like, what, 1 a.m. you get dropped off, 1:30, and you're just like, oh, that's the end of that night.
My first prom, I went home and fell asleep within like 15 minutes.
I did nothing. It was raining that night. It was kind of like I didn't like it. I did not like participating in that.
Well, but, definitely find something afterwards. I don't even care if you're hanging out with your friends and, you know, X, Y, Z.
Yeah, that's definitely mandatory. Have something planned for after prom because you guys are going to want to continue to keep hanging out.
Yeah, and you're going to be wired.
And if you want to continue to hang out with, you know, your person that you're with the entire night.
70-day streak.
Dude, if it turns into 71 days.
You did it right.
So you need to continue on that path, if you know what I mean.
So
let me hit this first.
Okay. Please.
Just because, before you even go into the night, I think that you should have your plan already set.
Yes. Yeah.
You should know where you're going at all times, where you're going to be, where you're at. Being the man, if you're taking a girl, you just got to be the man in the relationship. Mm-hmm. They will, like, no BS around here. They are going to go wherever you go to. They're going to follow you. So if you have all of the good plans set out, there's no reason not to follow you.
You got to be the man with the plan.
Yeah. You got to be the man with the plan.
100%.
That's a good one, right?
Cause especially when you
short and quick.
Exactly. And when you pull up and you have the parents, like, they're gonna ask you what's going on, and you're gonna be You better give a timetable. You know what I mean?
And to keep you guys all in the loop, right? So, prom, the event itself is cool. But what happens after prom is the most important part.
That's what I'm saying. If her parents say, have her home by 1, you get there at 12:45.
Yeah, Jerry's about to say 1:30.
I was going to say, like, I mean, personally.
She's sleeping in my house.
my man Justin kind of gets it, you know? Like. You know what? Here's the right thing to do. You pull up at 12:45. You listen to Jude. You do the right thing, all right?
That was good.
Because of the fact that you want to stay, if it's turning into a 71-day streak and you already met the parents the same day, you want to keep the parents in the good
Maybe
space,
not with the 70-day streak, but with the girlfriend, the definitely pull up at 12:45.
100%.
I mean, the 70-day streak is some dedication.
Yeah, that's some grinding right there.
For sure. Like, you're not just... At that point,
you're not dabbling.
You're not dabbling. Like, you're getting more familiar with this person.
You're hearing it.
But what I was saying, like, have something to do after, so you and all your friends look forward to that. Because you guys are going to go to prom. Everyone's going to go to prom. But the people that are invited to that next function, everyone's going to be like, dude, I can't wait. Like, that's going to be the best part. Like, this. Because, dude, it's going to be at 1 a.m. You're going to be with your girl. You guys are going to be, like, undressed now because you guys probably already got off the party bus. I'm saying, like, in different clothing. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's got...
Oh,
like,
yeah. Always bring a backup pair of clothes.
Shoes. Mm-hmm. Chonies. Like, definitely chonies. You want a fresh pair of
socks,
chonies.
Socks, bro. Socks the most important part of that. Socks, you forgot about it. Socks are the most important part.
And
why should we get in that swamp ass? Yo, that's why it's the chonies.
And the other thing too is, like, just be prepared. Like, have everything that you need to succeed the entire night. Okay? Yeah.
No L's.
No L's. You want, like my man Elijah said, you want to be the man with the plan. You need everything that you need for the entire night. Backup plan.
Like,
hey, but I know we've all had, like, a homecoming or something where, you know, we're like, well, whatever. I'll wait another 30 minutes before getting ready.
Oh.
And then another 30 minutes goes by, and you're like, another 15 wouldn't hurt. And then you got to leave in 20 minutes, and you're like, oh, wait, I haven't showered yet. Yeah. I got all this stuff to do. All
right, back to the backup plan real quick. Uh-huh. I know you got the 70-day streak with the girl. I know you've built a repertoire, but you always got to have the back pocket. That's all I'm saying.
For sure.
Keep it just in case... Everything goes wrong and you're not the man with the plan, that's the one you got to keep right in the back pocket. That's got to be the plan that cannot let you down. And you know what I'm talking
about. Something up your sleeve.
Exactly. It may not be an ace, but it's a jack.
it's
still a high card.
I'll take it.
I'm going to use that.
That value's still worth 10. You
know? Oh, yeah. You're still playing 21. You're just not looking through it.
That was good.
And here's the other thing, too.
What's the other thing?
You got to be smooth. You got to the thing is if you pull up and you're chill, everybody else around you is going to be chill.
Yes, sir.
So your date is going to have more confidence in you, and she's going to trust you more throughout the night because she's like, this guy's got it. He knows what we're doing.
He's with the shit.
He knows where we're going. and he's paying for my dinner. Oh my goodness, couldn't go any better.
I gotta give him some kitty.
Exactly, my man Elijah is smart. There's okay, like
two he's things. Smart man. Two things. First thing is eight out of ten times your plans are not gonna go as planned. All right, but the thing is, you need to stay positive. Do not be that person just all bumming the rest of the time because whatever happened didn't go through.
Yeah, because nobody vibes with you then.
Yeah, and then everyone else gets mad, and then your date gets mad, and everyone else gets mad. No, keep a smiley face. Like, it's cool. We're still hanging out, are we not? And then we just kick, and then it goes next. Just wait till the next timetable to show up.
You gotta be like chill. You don't want to be the person that brings everybody else down. Because then you're going to be remembered as that guy. Mm. You want to be remembered as the guy that was like, this guy, the entire night was just the vibe. You know what I mean? He was just bringing the energy and like, I don't know about you guys, but I kind of like when people are just straight vibing with me.
You gotta pass
no problems.
Check.
You know what I mean?
Check for sure.
Like, I really am not the kind of person to be just sitting in the corner all bummed and sad and stuff. So those people have the same energy as me. Yeah. My man Elijah knows. Dude, if you guys were witnessing my friends right now, it would just—it's gorgeous.
We're here to Jeremy.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's Jeremy's dance move.
Yeah, when season two goes on YouTube, see it. It's
the fist pump, but it's not a fist. It's
you gotta get the fingers out of there. You gotta get the fingers.
You're giving the. If you guys know who Fisher is, you're giving that flick.
Absolutely.
You're giving the flick of the wrist.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That is the best part.
Absolutely.
And I think what's one thing we didn't touch on that much is just don't be the guy that doesn't have a date 5 days before.
Oh.
Seriously. Hop on first. You know proms on April 20th. Start hitting the DMs. Maybe. January 1st. like put your work in first.
And especially
New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, you gotta be like, oh my god, we haven't talked in so long.
New Year's Eve, you gotta hit it with the damn, wish my New Year's kiss was you.
Yeah, but you're capping though.
I'm gonna hit her with the hey, but with double Y's.
Triple Y's, bro. What's up right off the bat.
Smiley face for sure.
Yo, Jeremy, you definitely hit the DMs with the emoji, bro. Ooh, you're so like emoji what? First.
No,
bro.
I do no, the he's eyeballs. The one, I do hey, the eyeballs. No, time no, you know, you do
the
eyeballs
no Jeremy's the one who puts like the picture of like a couch and like a lamp and he's like, sorry, just moving into your DMs.
Like what, you're pitching the tent there?
What?
Like you're living in the DM, is that what you're saying?
Oh, I was like, yeah.
I mean, I saw a lamp and I saw a couch.
Yeah, like, you said pitching a tent.
That's my bed and then that's
like, I was like, you want me to pitch a tent? I was like, what?
All right. Back on track,
Jeremy hit us with a good experience with the 70-day streak. Jude hit us with the girl. Walsh, you wanna add anything about your experience, maybe?
Just take a smoke show. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I was gonna say.
Take one or what?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Dude, and here's the thing. It's like, dude, if you plan on asking like a hot girl, you gotta hop on first.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Be confident.
If you know, like, your girl might be getting asked, like, if people are, like, talking about her highly and stuff, I mean, for those people, dude, hop on. Like, you need to ask, like, ASAP.
Yeah, there's no 100% guarantee that's gonna work out, but hey, go for it.
Hey!
All right, Jeremy got the good experience.
Hey, you miss all the shots you don't take.
Oh, facts. Yeah, Jeremy got the good experience. You got the girlfriend. Walsh got the smoke show. And I just know me and Elijah, the dog's gonna bark, bro. Yeah. That's all it is. Backup plan.
Obviously, we've been milking the udders off this thing for the last 20 minutes, so we're going to hop right into the next segment. All right, we're going to talk about funniest sports stories, all right? Jeremy didn't play sports, so he doesn't get an opinion.
That's a lie. That is completely a lie.
All right, what sports did
y'all should see Jeremy play sports
Jeremy,
now.
For how long?
Jeremy, okay,
Jeremy's the best basketball player I've ever seen.
Listen.
Probably
listen.
Top five.
Jeremy's ball is not a sport.
He shoots like Harden.
Jeremy's funniest sports story is his entire career. So.
No. I played the most popular sport in the entire world.
Oh, hit him with it.
Yeah, sorry about that, boys. Soccer, chess? Thank you very much. Football, you know what I mean? Ooh. A little bit of futsal, you know, left and right. Okay.
So what's the funny part?
Who won the
funny part? I did, actually.
Ron, it was Liverpool.
No, but it was a good time. I played soccer as a child, and then I kind of, like, moved away from, like, sports and then, like, skated just my entire life. And then in high school, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do a team sport. I haven't really done it. I think my athletic ability will allow me to do so. So played soccer, played boys volleyball. Funniest sports story though. At a volleyball tournament, we had another friend, Justin. There's another friend named Isaiah that was on that team. It was a bunch of goons, but bro, we made it work, man. There was this kid named Tony on our team too. Tony. I'm like name dropping left and right, but dude, this cat, dude, he was like, it was crazy because he was like 5'7", but his arms were so long, bro. It was almost like he had a 6-foot reach on his arms, bro. I don't even know why this man's arms were so long, but dude, his hops were gnarly too. So whenever he would get set the ball, he would just smack it down, and we were in a tournament, right? And in this tournament, he smacked it so hard at this kid's face. I've never seen someone cry so hard in my life. He cried, bro.
That's
so funny. I'm sorry. But dude, in the moment, question. I just cracked
up. Did you laugh?
Of course. Okay, that's why it was funny to me, bro, because he was like this grown kid, and like, I mean, no, he was grown. He was like 6'2", like 14 years old, and he just broke out in tears, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. I just died. I'm sorry.
Elijah, funny sports story.
Please.
Pass.
No!
I can't think of any right now.
You just told us the one earlier.
Which one?
The one about Ugly Finder?
All right, I'll hit him with that
one. All right, you know the punchline, okay?
I'll hit him with that one. So, playoffs, baseball season, my senior year, so last year. Pretty intense game. We're playing against...
Who was it again?
La Jolla.
They were green.
Point Loma.
It was not...
Oh, was it Point Loma?
Yeah, Point Loma. We're playing against Point Loma. And, you know, we were already barking at each other during the dugouts, the whole entire game, just chirping at each other. And then the other team is up. Actually, no, we're up. We were hitting the ball. Yeah.
Were you hitting the ball?
No, I wasn't hitting the ball. I was in the dugout.
Oh, yeah.
But somebody on our team was hitting the ball. Super late on a fastball. Smokes this pitch into the first base dugout. Ends up hitting the coach on the other team. I think it was square in the chest.
Oh, yeah.
Squared him up in the chest. And when somebody gets hit, especially a coach like that, I mean, the first thing that's going through your head is this old man all right? That's usually your first main priority for any normal person. But this game, I didn't have a normal person standing next to me. I had my main, I don't want to name drop, but I had my main man, Gibby. Gibby next to me. And, you know, he was shoving earlier that game, so he was pretty hot. And still pretty close game. Keep in mind that this coach just got smoked by a heater straight in the chest by a baseball, which doesn't feel too good. So everybody's quiet. You can hear a pin drop. Everybody in the stands, both dugouts, quiet. Then you hear my main man, Gibby, to the left of me scream, "Ugly Finder!" Straight to the coach. Coach comes out, hurt chest and all. "Who said that?" Trying to figure out who said it. Gibby, quiet as a mouse after that. Couldn't hear nothing. Couldn't out himself.
Hall of Fame, 180 in a Dunkin' Crunch, bro. Behind some freshmen, bro. Yeah. That was a good one.
Yourself.
My funniest story, it's not a one story, it's more of a recollection of events. And there's this guy named Jufers on my on my baseball team, right? And this homie, you know, was a pitcher, you know, from my freshman year to senior year, he slowly stopped hitting, right? But like every single year he'd hit, he was always known for hitting the catcher's glove when he was up to bat.
When in doubt.
No.
On command.
No, yeah.
On command.
On command, he had a super long swing, so on command he would just hit the catcher's glove every single time if he was down to count. Right? When he goes up there, but first, when he obviously went up there to bat, every single time he'd go up to the bat, he was hitting, you know, he was trying to get a knock, right? He goes down 0-2 though, after he whiffs the first two, he's going catcher's glove all the way. And so it came the funniest thing in the world, because every single time he was down the count, always would take the cage's glove off, and we would just go insane the dugout because we knew it was coming. Knew it was coming.
Just calling it,
basically. Yo, just calling it. So that was my story. Dude.
Oh, gosh. Ooh.
The one from the mound, it's got to be.
One time, we were playing against these farmer boys. And, okay. You know, their dads were a bunch of little chirping.
Of course.
You know, POSs.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got some great flow.
Beautiful.
Had some better flow back in the day.
Much better.
And, you know, this guy was, like, making fun of my hair. He's like, who's this girl on the mound? And I was pitching. And he's like, who's this girl on the mound? And then, you know, he was in my head. I was rattled. I was so rattled.
Oh, he was saying that to you?
Yeah.
Oh,
and he was like,
scene, though. What kind of 40-year-old man? Yeah.
I know.
And watching their son play chirps at a 17-year-old on the mound. Yeah. He must have struck his kid out.
Yeah, 100%. And I was just rattled, and he kept going and going, and he's, like, calling balls and strikes for me. He's like, ball, before I'd even throw it. And I was just rattled. So I step off the mound, you know, give him the bird, and I was like, fuck you. And then, you know, a couple of the other dads go over to him and, you know, start picking a fight with him and everything. And I was just rattled. I was like, dude, what's going on? Are they gonna fight?
Was your dad there?
Yeah. No.
Yes,
maybe.
Yes,
yeah.
He was.
My dad went over there. A couple of the other dads on our team went over there.
What did Rusty say?
I don't even remember, honestly. I don't even remember.
Something not nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, what 40-year-old man's like, 40, probably some 50-year-old man probably picking on some 17-year-old.
Dude,
like,
I know.
Like, what
and,
are you doing, bro?
And then my coach comes and talks to me, and he's like, I'm not taking you out, but don't ever do it again, but that was pretty cool. I was like, thanks, coach.
That's tight.
That was pretty cool.
That's tight butthole, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Justice?
Man, it's hard to think of these on the spot.
It is.
I got a few of them
after
on my,
all the years.
But this is probably the best one. So I played basketball in high school, and same farm boys up there.
Oh, okay.
The farmers, they had this one
God damn, those farmers,
Native American kid with some real long hair. And I mean,
it was braided, too.
Braided
huh?
long
yeah.
hair. Braided
so
real
got,
long.
We got, like, Pocahontas' brother.
Yeah,
okay.
But he thought he was real good, and he talked a lot of smack. And he was a small forward, I think. And as a PO person. In baseball, pitcher only, you're in the dugout a lot, and I pride myself, I am damn good at talking smack.
Yeah.
if there
creative.
Was a sport,
creative.
I would be Hall of Fame. I am very good at it. I mean, I had that same game, I had one kid that got benched because I was getting in his head so much. I mean, we'll go ahead and
you're really good at the
I'm good at talking
stuff,
smack.
Right?
My mental game is fire.
Love it.
And my physical game's alright, but my mental game is fire. And he was just getting, you know, he was blowing on his hand after he made threes. And, you know, one time he came down, he took a shot, and I was like, hey man, you're kind of cute. He had the long hair. He was nice skin. I was like, man, you're kind of cute. He's like, what do you say? You know, he's a big macho Native American guy. He's like, oh, what'd you say?
How big was
he? Oh, he was pretty big. I could have taken him, but he was pretty big. Like, he was a little shorter, but I think I had my... I probably took him, but he's good looking. I was like, hey, you're kind of cute.
You said you got the reach.
Oh, yeah. He got real confused. And another time, he was shooting free throws, and I was like, man, you're real good looking. And he got so flustered, did not put up a single point in that game. Also, I tore an ACL that game, so that was pretty fun.
Oh.
I was with an illegal screen in the left knee there, but it was a good game. But yeah, so got in his head because I did some interesting tactics. It worked, though.
Yeah, at least it worked. That's
yeah,
for sure.
The other ones, other stories are far more explicit than that.
Yeah, yeah, we'll make an explicit podcast next year. We'll see how that turns out. all right, so last thing I want to talk about, bro. I don't know if you guys saw on the news, you'll interweb. You guys all have heard of Ring, right? It's like the doorknobs that like...
They sell at Costco every day.
Ring,
yeah.
Ring.
Yeah, exactly. Now you can buy cameras that go all through your house, it connects to your telephone. You know, it's all...
Makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, you tell Alexa, yo, lock the door.
Okay, lock the door.
And then she locks the door for you, right?
Okay, yeah.
So these cameras, right, they've been hacking the system a month ago, and so pretty much people were going in the system and spying on kids and stuff like that, and just spying on people in their houses and, like, messing with them, right?
Really?
That's messed up.
Yeah, and, like, they were scaring these kids, like, hey, how are you? Like,
really?
These kids, and this kid would freak out, right?
Sorry, just a classic little Ray Bro moment there.
Wait, hold up. What am I watching? Oh.
Oh my god. Fish boy getting the dirty
there. So dirty. He passed it to you, bro. Yeah. You won that bitch.
Yeah. But anyways, we're just trying to figure out what is the public reflection of the government spying on you. Do you feel like it's happening all the time? Do they feel like you're looking? They're looking through your iPhone camera all the time. Like Jeremy, do you get concerned when you're watching some stuff on your telephone and it's watching you? Like,
I mean, for starters, you got to be smart. Delete all your history. Right? I'm gonna let you guys know that now. On top of that,
is that another prom tip or what?
Yeah,
it's a prom tip, boys and girls.
Looking for you.
Yeah, no, delete all your history, boys and girls.
Away.
Even the cookies, all right? Make sure to get those things out. What'd you say?
Don't matter, continue.
Okay, yeah, so always delete your history. Personally, I feel like it happens more in regards of, like, the most unsuspicious things possible. Like, a brand new TV, like, maybe there's some sort of sensor, some sort of chip that is, like, engraved into, like, the hardware that, you know, you're probably, like, getting, like, someone listening on you on or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has phones nowadays, and on top of that, they have iPhones. So why couldn't there be, like, some sort of, you know, like, this like special system or something? Well,
but it's not for us.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the case with Apple as well, is that they were doing some sus stuff that basically wasn't flying, so
yeah.
You know what though, I don't mind it, because with all this new technology coming out, it's bound to happen.
Absolutely.
Right? And I can't do anything about it. You can't do anything about it. Nobody in this room can do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
90% of the people in the world, even more than that, can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That we just all have to live with it. So, I mean, if you really don't want to be caught on camera, go live out in the woods or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, for sure.
It's not a big deal to me, but, you know, for some people it is.
All right, here's my thing.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know about you guys, but I've said some absolutely out-of-pocket shit on my phone.
Oh, my goodness.
100%.
And it's not even a weird thing, but sometimes I'll be like, damn, how do you make crack?
Yeah.
And I'll look it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
of course.
Damn, how do you hide a body? Let's find out. You know what I mean? Just get those thoughts.
Yeah, my YouTube history would be popping.
Here's all my... If I haven't had a government agent after me yet, nobody does. It doesn't exist. Yeah, you know
sure.
what I mean?
For sure.
If it hasn't happened to me, because I've researched some interesting stuff, I don't think... they're not looking for us.
No, they're not looking for us.
They're not looking
for us. No.
And if they're not looking for us, then I don't care. Just look at my history. See how much freaking hot girls on Instagram I look at. I don't care. No, don't matter to me. Whatever you want.
Snaps for that. No,
yeah, how many 70-day streaks you got?
Exactly. And I got a few.
My man, Justice, huh? He's a ladies' man, boys and girls.
Is there...
What about you, Walsh? How do you feel?
I'm going to fight.
All right. I'll put my 2 cents in.
Please.
Government watching. Alright. Like you said, can't do anything about it. We all know they're watching at all times. That's why you look up something on your phone, and then say you look up a restaurant or something like that, and next thing you know, you're on the gram scrolling, and then you see an ad for that restaurant.
Yeah, that's true.
It's happened to all of us before. It doesn't have to be a restaurant. It could have been anything. I'm just throwing that out there as an example.
100%.
It's actually pretty scary, how, if you have your phone on you at all times and it's on, basically anybody can find you.
Your phone,
the memory card, it pings to the nearest telephone pole. And then
you watch a lot of CIS and Criminal Minds and all that, huh?
Eh, I'm just woke.
Love it.
That's a funny response. I'm just woke.
No, that's the best though. I mean, and I feel like these, like, not many people get asked that question every day. So it's kind of interesting to see, like, everyone's perspective on it.
Sucks.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, we'll never know.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess we really we'll
never
won't.
Know. Nah,
Siri's always listening to Alexa and everything like that. They're always listening.
Always listening.
It doesn't matter if you say, "Hey Alexa, hey Siri." Doesn't matter. You're talking talking to your girl.
Yes.
they're coming. They hear everything on me. They're keeping tabs on you at this very second.
Absolutely. And Mr. FBI man, listening to this,
Forget you.
Tell your friends to listen to the kids' podcast.
Definitely. All right, guys. Another great episode. We'll see you guys hopefully Sunday or Monday. If we have enough topics. We have to have enough topics to talk. If we don't have topics to talk, we're not going to go up here and just dabble in the formalities of the world. So,
hey, we all got to hit them with a goodbye. You know what I'm saying? Hit them with a little 2 cents.
Goodbye.
All right, hit them with it then.
I'll hit them with it right now. All right. For all you kids listening out there and everything, 2020, it's going to be a difficult year for us. Lots of ups and downs and everything like that. You know, you just got to keep your head down and keep grinding for whatever goal you want. This year is going to be all about self-love. So if you can't love yourself, then who is going to love you for you? Everything like that.
Yeah, I'll go next.
Yes, sir. Best believe that. They're going to try to keep you down all year. You got to stay positive. Remember, your thoughts are not you.
That's me.
This is Jude. Just saying later, and yeah, exactly what he said.
Yes, sir.
Watch a clown, bro.
Yeah, Walsh is a clown. Interesting guy.
Hit him with your prom experience, Walsh.
honestly, okay, let me finish up, boys and girls. Okay, so all I would like to say to you guys is exactly what Elijah said. Exactly what Jude said. But
I said what needs to be said, bro.
But on top of that, definitely, keep your attitude up. Your attitude is everything, right? So if your attitude is not reflecting on what your goals want to reflect, then you're never going to reach your goals. So you got to make sure to keep your attitude up and make sure that it doesn't fall off. Because the minute it does fall off, that is when you start feeling all these different things and you start questioning yourself. And you don't want to question yourself in the beginning of the year where it's time for you to grind. That's all I got to say.
Stay on the path. Stay on the path.
This is Justice. Change your oil.
Oh, yeah. Joe, we had that card. That was a great conversation.
Of course. It always is.
All right. I'm trying to think of a Kanye West quote, but I was about to say George Bush.
If I got bleach on my T-shirt.
I was like famous Kanye West quotes, and I was like just going through my head. I was like, I don't get it, but I was like, maybe I just say George Bush hates black people. But
that was the best one.
That was
wow.
Do you not remember when he said that?
No. Yeah. I like some of the Gaga songs. What does she know about cameras?
Mike Myers was taken back.
He took a double take. He went, huh? Teleprompter. What? Back to the teleprompter. Peace.
Exactly.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. This is the kids.